Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm bitter jury member again.
And welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. I am super thrilled with the outcome of this most latest episode.
Can we just say, person who has done it all, nobody has flown more than Debbie ever. Can we say she's probably one of the worst Survivor players?
I just can't even deal with her. I truly, truly can't.
And I'm sorry, Debbie, if you're listening. I'm sure you're a nice person, but those smug looks on your face.
the snide comments, everything like that. So we're about to lose our third half right now. Jay has pneumonia and is actually on restrictive podcasting duties. So
is it possible to have a third of a half?
So that's true. We're losing our third. Two, one of our thirds.
Plus three is five. Minus three.
I forgot millennials. Two plus two can be seven.
No, that's a Brad Culpepper joke, who I think is your Generation X, but good job. I will stop talking now.
Actually, Jay just took his inhaler.
I think I'm older than Brad Culpepper.
Maybe. You're older than Brad Culpepper?
I think so.
Should I ask Siri? Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Oh,
she ain't talking to you.
How old is Brad Culpepper?
47.
How old is Brad Culpepper?
Jack just said 47.
47.
Brad Culpepper is 47 years old.
Oh.
I'm glad we said that because...
It's great podcasting right there, ladies and gentlemen. And now I will bow out and let these two take it away.
Yes, he'll be back for the tally the votes, though, because ain't nobody understand how to tally those votes but Jay and his crazy system.
Jay!
But anyway, yeah. Hashtag blindside.
Well, it was pretty obvious what was going to happen because they kept showing her face, and I kept going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's getting the blindside edit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Russ, can you take that cough somewhere else?
Leave him. No, he'll actually, leave the room.
Yeah, the mic is muted, so only
okay,
you're
all right. It. Okay, all right. I apologize.
That's all right. So, let's get right into this. So we start Survivor Game Changers Episode 8, A Line Drawn in Concrete. We go to Maku Maku Night 24. Debbie is pleased that her plan worked, and now she has total control. Her six have total control. You may think that there was a line drawn in the sand, but there was actually a line drawn in concrete.
Now, could she have used that extra vote that she wasted last week today, maybe?
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, it was a great plan that she didn't need to win, but, you know, she fell one vote shy. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, but Debbie knows concrete because she actually used to mix it in a cement mixer. She made concrete before, so.
No, Debbie was too good for a cement mixer. She did it by hand.
Oh, she did it by hand. Yes. Oh, okay.
She got the old plow and
dust and water and mixed it together.
Yeah.
However you make concrete.
In fact, she didn't get the ready-made cement. She made her own.
Okay. There you go. From scratch.
Yes, from scratch.
Excellent. So the six of them they're so tight that not one of them is going to be blown away by the wind or the tide. And then they're going to pick off the other five one by one. So
that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. We go over to Andrea, who confronts Zeke and about what he did last week, which was betray her trust by telling them that Andrea, wanting to target Andrea, whatever it was. Awesome podcasting. But Zeke, you know, counters with, well, I didn't think that you and Suri actually wanted to take me to the end, so I had to make a move. And then he knows that he's got to go to the Majority Alliance to get protection from them because Andrea is coming after him. Meanwhile, Sarah wants to work with Zeke. Good asset for her to have in her back pocket. And she says, although, quote unquote, some people think the line is drawn in sand, the tide will come up and wash things away. So,
But not if it's in concrete. I'm thinking Debbie's concrete didn't settle yet. It hadn't, so it was still the tide could take it away.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So we go over to the, we start the reward challenge. It's the blue team, Debbie, Sierra, Culpepper, Aubrey, and Andrea versus the orange team, Ceri, Zeke, Troyzan, Sarah, and Ty. Michaela's left out of the schoolyard pick, and she is pretty PO'd about it. She's
oh, yeah,
happy.
She doesn't hide it.
Nope.
But she does. But she doesn't find the hide and secret.
No, she
advantage.
Does not. She doesn't. So there is a advantage in the game underneath the bench that she's sitting on, and they show it. She practically like kicks it with her foot at one point and doesn't ever notice it's there.
We don't see her going to the bench, but she had. How did she get to the bench? I mean, she had to swim to the bench, right? Or just
yeah, she went over it, but I guess she just didn't see it.
How could you not see it?
Well, she has.
Cause you know why? Because she was so mad about not getting picked. Yeah. She wasn't focused.
Yeah, perception is everything. You know what? What does Sarah say later on? Well, I guess we'll get to that. But
yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. Meanwhile, during the challenge, Ceri is completely struggling, and Sarah, you know, after a while, decides to go out and help her. Everybody else, also the other team, ends up winning, thanks to Culpepper, and. Everybody goes out to help and encourage her, to help her back up and get over the balance beam that she can't make it over. The music plays.
But was she going to do it, or did Jeff just kind of say, you want to keep doing this, don't you? I guess I do. Yes, Jeff, I want to finish the challenge.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about how Debbie, the gymnast for 10 years, crawled over the balance beam. Now she did it fast. I'm going to give her credit for that. She did it fast, but she could have redeemed herself by going over it, walking over it.
True.
And maybe doing like a spin and a backflip or something and landing on it.
Yeah, right. I think you're right, Jack. You're on to something. Hashtag she's a fraud.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I don't think she's in the Air Force Reserve either.
I don't know. She's very stealthy, so she could have had some training. Anyway, yeah, so she goes, everybody applauds, blah, blah, blah. You know what this is sometimes when Jeff goes overboard, and, you know, when Michaela, who we have seen has a good relationship with Ceri, when she's like, you can do it, Ceri, you can do it. And, you know, Jeff is like, even Michaela is cheering for her, despite the fact that she didn't get picked. And it's just like,
well,
so,
that point,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's yeah, not. Like,
I didn't get that. I mean.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, maybe because the way Michaela was acting, I mean, she does act like a child sometimes. And to be fair, if I want to win the challenge, I'm gonna have Michaela on my team.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
So you know, nothing against Ceri. I love Ceri, but I probably would have left Ceri out.
Well, Ceri was the captain of that team.
Oh, was she?
I'm pretty sure.
I guess she could have voted herself out. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah. she probably should have went first.
I don't know. They might have.
Either way, it didn't work. But
yeah.
But why didn't Ceri pick Michaela then?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess we're going to have to ask Michaela whenever she gets voted out. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see Michaela getting voted out. I think she makes final three.
No, I think that I.
She can't win. Why would you not take her?
True. Well, I don't know. I think that she pisses too many people off, like Abby Maria, right? You want to keep them around, and then at a point you're just like, I just can't. Like, I'm no.
I could put up with her. She can eat all the coconuts she wants. I'm I'm gonna keep her to the end because she can't win. Yeah. I would have kept her and Debbie, to be honest with you.
I don't know, Debbie. You can't control. It's just like,
yeah,
why Aubrey voted her out last time, and why what Sarah had said. Like, if I can control Debbie, then, you know, I could probably go to the final three, except you can't control Debbie. That's the thing. She's so erratic. She doesn't listen to reason or anybody other than Cochran. And, you know, it's just, oh, I got a little chuckle from the peanut gallery over there.
And Aubrey gave her the double flip off. So,
yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, that was amazing. OK, well, I'll get to that in a second. That was awesome. So anyway, Sarah sees the clue just as Michaela, like, just misses it. And she goes and picks it up and puts it in her shoe. And I have no idea how nobody noticed what she was doing, other than she must have just been the last one to get into the boat that everybody else was already on there.
Kayla said the same thing. I think they were just probably exhausted and they just didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Probably. I was getting in the boat so I'd get home and eat some coconut.
Right. Right. So But then, you know, she's like, you know, it's I'm trained to see things, like it's perception. You know, I'm as an officer, like if I look at a vehicle, I can see the expired tags and everybody else might miss those. And it's like, yes, because your job is to look for expired tags. Like, we don't see them because we don't care.
Actually, I've seen expired tags while I'm like, in line at McDonald's or Starbucks or something. I go, oh, your tags are expired.
Well, yes, but you're not like looking for it.
No,
like,
I just because if I'm just staring there.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Not. But again, I don't care because I'm not the one getting a ticket for the expired tags.
Right.
Oh, hey, speaking of ticket, Jay, I think you need to. I got I've been driving Jay's car this week. It says your left tail light is out. Did you know that? Okay, well, I think we have to replace it. Cool. All right, good times.
Debbie's got time. Debbie can replace it.
You know, she was a mechanic once.
She was.
She, you know, it was actually her that co-founded Tesla.
Co-founded.
Or founded.
Found it. She started it.
She started it. Yeah, that's what founded means, right?
Debbie Tesla.
Debbie Tesla. Maybe SpaceX can take her and leave her out in space. Wasn't she an astronaut too at some point?
She was.
I'm pretty sure she was.
Neil Armstrong. It wasn't Neil Armstrong. It was Debbie.
It was Debbie. Debbie was
one small step for man, but I'm a woman. Anyway.
We get to back at camp on day 25. Sari feels like a failure. Sarah tells Sari, you know, just the fact that I'm not even mad at you right now, that's how proud I am at you. Ty, who it frustrates me when he's playing the game, but when he has those human interactions, I love him, you know? So he goes over and, you know, your kids would be really proud of you for conquering it. And Sari tries to regroup and says, you know, the people that she's playing with are really good people. And, you know, she's not a challenge beast, so she can't win the game by winning challenges. She's going to have to do what she can to solidify her relationships. Meanwhile, Sarah opens the advantage. That's what she said. It's called attention to detail.
Yes.
But the clue is for an extra advantage, an extra vote, rather. A vote steal. Okay, it's a vote steal. Sorry, wrote it down wrong. Got it coughed at me, corrected. The clue is for a vote steal. And as, you know, Sarah says, these advantages I've always played wrong. I'm going to be the first one to play this vote correctly.
So what does that mean? It will be played incorrectly. It'll be incorrectly.
Played wrong. We go on the reward. Debbie's been in a lot of airplanes. You know, so have I. I have been in a lot of airplanes myself.
Not as much as Debbie.
Not as much as Debbie, but she likes to watch the world from the air.
I think we said this before. She's that Kristen Wiig character on Saturday Night Live when she used to do.
Yes.
Well, I've flown 5,000. Well, I've flown 6,000 times.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's.
She really is. She's like, and I'm sure she's probably taking credit for that somewhere too.
Yeah.
But, Andrea says, Andrea's, you know, telling them, like, what they said, like, what's the deal with Zeke? And Andrea's like, you know, I think he's just mad that there's other people and they were center of attention, so he's just taking it out on me. And Sierra brags, and it's wonderful, delicious, that the six are super tight and they can't be split up, and she's in a great, powerful position.
Yep.
I know. It's so funny that she's playing with Brad Culpepper, and she has, like, that over-the-top kind of ness that you expected Brad to come in with when he's just been, you know, very calm and serene and
yep.
Heroic and challenge beastie. But so we go back to camp. Saria's chatting with Sarah. And she points out, you know, you're at the bottom of this Brad group, which is funny that she calls it Brad's group when, according to Debbie, it's Debbie's group. And according to Sierra, it's Sierra's group. So kind of shows you who the rest of the people perceive.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least Ty doesn't say it's his group.
No. And Troy Zan's like, you can have the group. This is my island.
Yeah.
But I'm cha. Silent producer is fake laughing at me right now. But Suri tells her, you know, you wouldn't win.
You sure he's not just gasping for air?
It's debatable.
Too soon?
Nah. There we go. There's the cough. Anyway, so Suri tells Sarah straight up, you can't win in a final three with any of them, which kind of makes me wonder, is that foreshadowing that there's going to be a final three and Sarah, like, is Suri going to go with her and get caught at four and, like, be the bridesmaid once again? Or
I don't know. I just
like, I can kind of see that sort of happening where it ends up.
But she was right that she said she's on the bottom of the she was on the bottom of the six.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I wonder if now we're seeing a drastic change in her. We're seeing her, which we didn't see her for the first half of the season. But now we're seeing this drastic, like, just change where all of a sudden it's all about Sarah and how she's in the middle and she's making decisions. And it's almost kind of like redemption for her, because the last time she was in the middle and she was going around saying, you know, that she's in the best spot in the game, she got voted out.
Right. So she's playing a smarter game this time.
Yes. Like, we're hearing a lot of kind of annoying confessionals in a way, you know, about how perceptive and how much attention she pays to detail. But I do kind of wonder, like, is this the start of Sarah kind of taking more control of the game? And maybe she and Suri do team up and Suri gets cut at four and Sarah goes to the final three with, you know,
Ty,
like,
and
Sierra or Ty or somebody.
I'd take Ty and Michaela with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have to, as long as you can make sure you had a case for a good game. And I think if she does play the advantage correctly, that might impress people enough where she could get up there and say.
Well, especially in a game called Game Changers, mm-hmm. where she did, she shifted her vote today. She changed the game. Mm-hmm. So she flipped.
Yeah. And also, I wouldn't rule out taking Culpepper to the end, because he's got that money. He's a millionaire. You sit up there with a millionaire and you go, hey, this guy, you might like him, but I need the money. Like, he doesn't need the money. I don't know. You can play that angle too. I don't know if I'd risk
play that
though.
Angle, but I wouldn't take him with me. He's got a lot of friends on the jury.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Agreed. It would be silly to take him with you. I'm trying to think who else she could win against. I think if Sierra has made enough people angry right now,
she could beat Aubrey, because Aubrey hasn't done anything.
True.
This game.
True.
This time around.
That's very true. So yeah, I wonder if except flip off Debbie, which I guess we'll get to in a minute. Which I mean, that's a good enough resume for me. But moving on, we go to the immunity challenge, and Zach loves watching the challenges. It's the only time that we can get him to watch it quietly, and he always roots for whatever is the green team.
he likes green.
If there's no green, he roots for the blue team, because he always says he likes blue the best, but always roots for green because it's daddy's favorite color. So we were like, Zach, the challenge is starting. And he, like, comes over. And then, you know, it's not that exciting. It's not that intense. Troyzan wins in a landslide, which, good on him. But because I would not be able to do that. But, you know, Debbie showcased how great of her sportsmanlike attitude. Where, you know, everyone's cheering when Andrea drops hers. And you know,
well, she made it pretty obvious who they wanted to vote out.
Oh, I know. There was no poker face with Debbie. She thought that there was, but they set that straight pretty quickly, quickly at Tribal. But I felt really happy for Troyzan, because he looked so, like, thrilled, like, I got my first individual immunity, and, you know, hugged Probst, which Probst was like, here's your pat on the back, smelly man.
And then he hugged him, and he's like, don't hug me. But I mean, you can really see how Troyzan and Culpepper have lost a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah.
They've really lost a lot of weight.
Well, they lost probably a lot of muscle, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Sierra's happy that one of her core six is going, and she wants Andrea the Thread out, which, in case I turned to Jay and said, Andrea's not going out.
It was pretty obvious that it wasn't going to be one of the the lower, the five.
Oh, yeah.
Or the six.
It was hit. They hit us over the head with concrete. It was going to be one of the
six. I still don't see why they didn't target Sierra or Culpepper, though.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I think Debbie's the easy vote. If you want to go, if you want to pick off somebody from that core six, who's the least liked?
Yeah. Well, yeah. True.
So at that point, it's about taking the control back over. And then, you know, by making that person happy enough to come over to their side with. Plus, I think, you know, Debbie just, a lot of people were pretty, just as they were sick of Michaela, they were just as sick as Debbie. So everybody's sick of Michaela. Brad, Debbie, Sierra debate. Michaela versus Andrea. Brad thinks Andrea's a bigger threat. Debbie wants Michaela, though, but decides, you know, well, if Brad wants to do that, then he can make the decision. Debbie, you know.
She's eating all the coconut, Michaela.
Seriously. We'll get more then. It's an island. They literally grow on trees.
Yes.
Ty climbs trees real well. I'm sure you're going to be okay. Yeah. So Debbie, you know, everybody they gather around and they're like, all right, vote for Andrea and we're going to tell them to that we're voting for Michaela. And Sarah at this point realizes she wasn't included on any of the plans and she's on the bottom and she wants to make a move to take out somebody from the Power Alliance.
Why did they always make that mistake? Why did groups that they're out there say we're tight always leave somebody out?
It's human nature.
I know, but it's so stupid.
It is so stupid. The groups that where people have done the best, you hear like Kim Spradlin, who would go around and talk to every single person and make sure that they were on board with her plan. Now, granted, she was playing with a bunch of idiots in Troyzan, so
yeah,
there's that. But still, excuse me, that was me.
Anyway, I just say, why would you leave? She's already thinks she's on the bottom.
Probably
she is on the bottom, and you don't even include her. I can see Ty not thinking or. But Culpepper should have been smarter
because
there.
Because Debbie's an idiot. Like, Debbie probably literally, like, you saw in the next scene where, you know, she's talking to Aubrey. You know, and she just, like, Debbie has a perception of Debbie that literally nobody else sees. So.
And she's still bitter towards Aubrey.
Seriously. Okay, so yes. So Sarah realizes she's on the bottom, wants to take out somebody, convinces Zeke and Andrea to work together to work with her. They kind of grit their teeth and they're like, fine. Sierra wants tells Sarah that she wants to go to Final Three with her and Debbie, which makes Sarah question what she's doing. And at that point, I was like, And then the next scene, I was pretty much convinced that Debbie was going home. So Debbie is telling Aubrey to vote Michaela, you know, because you know, that's who we're going to vote for. And she tells us, you know, Aubrey screwed me over last time, but I still, you know, might need to work with her. So I have to make her feel like we're best friends. And as soon as she turns around, Aubrey does an epic eye roll, which I loved and I want the gif of.
Debbie said, you know, I got to because Aubrey is smart. Yeah. Well, yeah, Aubrey's smart. So why you even.
She outsmarted you twice.
I don't know why you're I don't know why you're trying to. Trying to work with Aubrey anyway.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Because she thinks that she thinks she's the smartest person on that island and the most powerful player. That is
you
why
you have a line in the concrete. Sarah, you have a line in the concrete. Exactly. There's no, you don't even need to talk to Aubrey.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Debbie. She's anyway. Debbie. Because Debbie. That's the answer. Because Debbie. So
there's your name for the podcast. Because Debbie.
Well, Aubrey goes and tells everybody else, and she tells Sarah, just so you know, like, Debbie was talking S about you, saying that you didn't trust me and whatnot. And Sarah wants to make big moves. Oh, yeah, and then somewhere in this sequence, Aubrey flips off Debbie, and it's awesome. With two birds.
Two birds with two. One stone.
We go to tribal council. Siri is grateful to everyone, especially Officer Sarah, for helping her out. Sarah is Team No Man Left Behind, which I guess fits in with her very perceptive attention to detail career choice. Meanwhile, not to bury the lead here, but Debbie's gloating again, comes full circle about her strong six. Zeke is hoping the deck reshuffles tonight. Michaela just is like, if you guys don't get rid of the person that's in charge over here, you're going to end up being Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah, boo-booed. Yeah, boo-booed. What was it?
I thought she said boo-boo fool, but she said boo-boo the fool.
Yeah, I think it was what, because Troy's like, what? What? What?
Well, it was kind of awesome. Yeah. Another great Michaela soundbite.
Yeah.
Debbie then they go up to vote, and Debbie is like, well, there are people who give orders and people who take orders. It's called a democracy. And at that point,
live it, Andrea.
I was like, yeah, go ahead. Marinate in it. Marinate in it, Debbie, because I don't think that this is going to end well for you. And it didn't.
It is sad, though, because she would be fun in a final three.
Because
her answers would be, because, you know, they'd be grilling her, and I think she'd be fun.
She would be fun in the final three, and she would get no votes.
No, but it would be fun. It would be good entertainment.
It would be good entertainment for us, I suppose.
It'd be almost like Philip Shepherd, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, another person that believes their own hype. Then we have this awesome moment again where Michaela pulls out popcorn.
Yeah, it looked like popcorn.
I think it was coconut, though, but she was eating it like popcorn, which is...
She stashed some coconut.
Yes.
Probably from Debbie's stash of coconut. She probably took Debbie's share of coconut.
Yeah. But, I mean, I loved it. I mean, versus the cup of tea, she is like every internet meme come to life that she's just imitating. I loved it.
It was funny.
It was the ultimate trolling of Debbie.
But what was good, though, is like she had the foresight to know like what thing they were ticked off at her about when she did it.
Yes.
Right, so being ticked off about the coconuts, she did the coconuts. And then the drinking the thing was because they were ticked off.
Yeah.
She had a glass of the coffee.
I didn't even realize that. That's right.
But she was right both times on the vote, too, which that's a lot of like just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know Sarah and Ceree hustle.
Well, she probably hears people complaining. There she goes eating the coconut again. There she goes eating the coconut again. There she goes eating the coconut again. I mean, you have people like Debbie who she's not quiet.
No, she's not. And you know that she probably is so not quiet that when Sarah said some people think there's a line drawn in the sand, the tide, you know, sweeps things away. I think Debbie was talking so loud, she probably just overheard her say that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Debbie's a crazy person. I mean, that's just really what it is. But loved it. I know it could be viewed as obnoxious, but they were so mean to Michaela that I think she was justified in it.
Who, Michaela?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
So did I. So anyway, do we all three agree, Jake, and yes or no, that Debbie was the right vote at this point?
Like I said, it's probably was the like you said, the safe vote to get people to vote that way, but I would have blindsided Culpepper or Sierra.
Really? I think Culpepper or Sierra would have been a better choice.
Just because Debbie can't win.
Right. Well, they are.
And you have a chance to take off the strongest player. You know, both Sierra and Culpepper, they get to final three, depending on who they go with, can win.
But do they? Because I think there might be some other alliances that are going on that Sarah has with, like, Culpepper and Troyzan from pre-merge.
Yeah, I mean,
remember,
even
Sarah, or not Sarah, Ceree,
Sierra.
Sierra wanted to bring Sarah and Debbie as the thing.
Yeah.
As their group, so.
Well, you know why? Because she thought she could have beat them.
Well, exactly. So, even Sierra doesn't have Culpepper in her final three plans, so.
No, yeah. I'm saying if one of them get to the final three, Culpepper or Sierra, depending on who they take, they probably win it. So, I would have taken... Debbie can't win it, and Debbie, like I said, she can't control her, but if you can get her to the final three, you can beat her.
Yeah, but that's dangerous. That's literally playing with fire.
No, like I said, it was a safe vote, but I would have said, hey, what? And I'm sure they talked about it, but what about Culpepper or...
See, I genuinely think that Sarah has some other stuff going on with Troyzan and Culpepper, and maybe wants to keep Sierra a little bit longer because Sierra was willing to work with her. So I'm thinking maybe she was not on board for voting at one of them just yet.
Okay.
That's just my gut.
But if you're going to flip, though, flip. I mean, why would you want...
Well, because it's easier to justify, here's why I voted out Debbie, right?
Yeah, but then but you're saying, yeah, well, but you voted out Debbie, but now we're not six strong anymore.
Yeah, it's also easier to flip when you know you can steal a vote from somebody. So if you find yourself on the wrong side of the numbers again.
Yeah, I just would have taken out one of the stronger players.
Yeah. That anyway. Any other thoughts on this episode? Let me see if we have any email. We don't have an email, but we do have one from last week's episode that I can read from Victoria. It came in after we finished recording. She said, wow, on the double episode, the first episode made me so proud to see that someone finally took the time to sit Michaela down and have a one-on-one with her. When you come from a hard life where you have to struggle for everything, it's tough to go into social situations and smile and pretend that everything is great. Big ups on Ceree for taking the time, but we all know she just wants to use her for votes, which I'm not mad at.
It's the game.
So is the group just blindsided? Just blinded that the biggest threat is Ty? He's either second or first in challenges and goes for immunity idols. They thought Haley had an idol and not Ty? Shake my head. He's the biggest threat. One issue I had was Zeke tonight. Zeke was fine in his position. He should have stayed in his Aubrey role. She's doing great hiding and staying off the radar. What sense does it make to rock the vote now and get rid of his numbers? No way is Brad and Sierra voting for him in this game because they're with Debbie and Ty. So disappointed, Zeke. Side note, love the podcast. Stay on topic, LOL, JK, JK. We do have some issues with staying on topic, but that's
well, we're already off topic plenty of times this podcast, so we apologize. No, but
wanted to make sure I didn't get a ticket driving Jay's car because I don't want Officer Sarah behind me noticing. Yeah,
well, she's probably listening to the podcast. She's probably listening to the podcast driving down to Raleigh as we speak and camping outside your driveway as soon as you drive out. Whoa!
Exactly.
It's just a fix-it ticket anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's just a pain in the butt. I guess I'm down at the courthouse, you know, on a weekly basis anyway.
It is a pain. I can verify that.
Yes. But anyways, if you want to send us an email, you can do so, survivorjjc@gmail.com. We record right after the episode finishes airing, about a half an hour after it finishes airing, every week.
Well, I think we have all agreed with that Zeke made a mistake. Because Andrew called him out today in front of the whole crew. You're shady, and everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. Thank God she said shady and not deceptive.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
But he, you know, I don't think he can win now, but where he could have won before. But it depends on who he takes.
Yeah.
If he can take...
Well, it's a long game left. I mean, there's still 10 people left in the game. So, honestly, it could go. I mean, I predict there'll probably be a lot more flipping back and forth. So, a long way to go. You can still build your resume.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ty, like I said, Ty is, I think people look at Ty as someone who got no votes.
Yeah, I think so too. They just look at him as,
you know, I mean, look, he was a nice guy. We've said 1,000 times, hardest worker and got no votes and was good in the challenges, but got no votes. So I just look at him probably like he can't win.
Yeah, but they'll probably cut him closer down, I bet. Anyway, all right, it is time to tally the votes. Are you ready? Can you breathe?
We'll see how long it lasts. All right, so preseason. Debbie, Colleen, you said pre-merge. Jack, you said pre-merge, but I, Mr. No Breath, said merge. So I get a point there.
You know, if you let me laugh, it will give you time to breathe.
I know, it's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, the one night, Jack, that we're allowed to get off topic and laugh. It's glorious.
Captain Fun is sick.
It's a shame our picks last week weren't the picks for this week. Well, at least for Colleen and I, because we both had Debbie last week, but this week we both...
I didn't do Debbie again?
No.
I think we all said we want Debbie to go home.
We did, but we said we didn't think she was. The picks were Colleen, you said Zeke. Jack, you said Zeke. And then I said Andrea. Nobody got a point there.
I think when I said Zeke, I meant to say Debbie. So do I get a point for that?
No. And it's time to pick who we think is going home next week. So, Jack, you are the first pick this week.
Yeah, that's a tough one because they're 5-5, right?
Yeah.
Right now, so
anything can happen.
Ty has two idols. He shouldn't go home. Troyzen has an idol. He shouldn't go home.
Well, no, they're 4-6.
Is it 4-6?
Yeah, because it was 5-6-5 today. It was 6 strong. When Sarah moved over, they lost 6. Sarah, and then they lost Debbie. So it's 6-4.
So there's 10 people left.
There was 10 people left.
But all right, I'm gonna go. It depends on who. I'm gonna say because Sierra's been so cocky.
SDT. But no,
I think she's gonna work with the. I'm gonna say Brad. I'm gonna go with Brad Culpepper.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we need Brad to go home at some point before the final three, or Colleen gets that insane 10-point bet.
I'm going to get it.
I don't think he got the winner's edit today. I just don't.
No, I think Sarah got a friggin' winner's edit today.
It is my pick. I believe
I can fly.
You can do anything you want to do, honey.
I can believe I can touch this guy.
I'm gonna go Michaela.
Why Michaela?
I don't know. I'm just gonna say Michaela.
I actually sort of
she can't win.
But
yes,
she's
but
so
she's
annoying.
Driving everybody
that,
crazy.
I don't see her doing anything to drive you other than eating all the food.
When you're hungry,
that would drive you nuts too.
Yeah.
Think of it as like when Jay eats all the food and leaves, you know, like the last crumb so he doesn't have to throw it out. And then you don't know that you had to buy more because, you know, as far as you know, it's still in there.
But I don't see Michaela leaving the last crumb.
No, but it's just that same annoyance. You're like, you know, I could have wanted to eat that.
Yeah, but I have that with Kayla now. I have with my own Kayla.
You do have it with your own Kayla. That's funny.
All right, Colleen, your pick.
You know, I kind of agree with you that Michaela's days are numbered. I'm torn between Michaela and then stick and then.
I'm gonna go Ozzy.
I'm torn because I think it could be Zeke or Andrea again. I think that they only agree. It was made pretty obvious that they have not kissed and made up. Or it could be Michaela. I'm gonna go with Zeke again. Why not? I changed my vote last week.
Okay. Zeke.
The friendly sea billy
lives by the sea. Very old Lost podcast song for those that don't know. All right.
Hey,
well,
if you'd like to become a patron.
That will wrap up this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. And without me talking, this is also one of the shortest episodes of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
What, is it like a half hour?
We're like almost at 40 minutes.
That's crazy.
I can't do a podcast like
so
that.
So Colleen likes to complain about how much I don't talk, but without me talking, look how much shorter the show is.
Yes, but look how much more boring it was.
We didn't do our opening thing, though. We didn't talk about patrons. We didn't talk about Amazon.
But that's your job.
Yeah, no, it's your job now because you're talking and not dying. Well, you're dying, but you're talking. Sorry. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/JNJack. You can anything that you could pledge to support us each month is a great, great help. This month, you'll be helping contribute to Jay's pneumonia inhaler fund. No, that S was – that stuff was expensive. It was like $20 for that inhaler.
$20, wow.
Hashtag first world problems, Colleen.
Hey, no, the fact that you can get an inhaler.
Yeah.
Hashtag third world problems. Inhaler? What's that? We just want water.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, all right, all right, all right, okay.
Can I have a sandwich? Your inhalers are $20. We can't eat.
I'm just saying. I was caught off guard. Zach's medication, when he has like ear infection and stuff, it's like $5.
You're not helping the situation.
Yeah,
right now.
You got to stop while you're behind. I could go on with my insurance and how great it is right now. And
okay,
yeah.
Well then,
$20 for an inhaler. That I get that for an aspirin. It's like being in the hospital.
Really, I just steal them from my work for free.
Of course, people just said, "Now, wait, hospital? What's a hospital?"
All right, all right.
Third world countries.
You know, Survivor hasn't done one of those ones where they help, like, you know, the needy kids to build a school or something yet this season. So Colleen's just not, she's not thinking about people that are less fortunate.
No, they're going to give everyone free inhalers.
You know, if they do things like that, I, like, hand out medical equipment.
But Jeff, we can't eat. No, but you got an inhaler. These things are valuable. They go for $20 in America. $20.
Okay, well, you know what?
Patreon. Go to, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com. The little button right there is a red button says become a patron, and it helps support this show, Survivor, Married Man, Broadcast, Leftovers, Fargo.
Yeah, I mean, it's really to support all the podcasters that we have on the network. It's not just, you know, Jack and I hoarding it all. It goes to all the podcasters. It goes to the people that, like, actually do the behind-the-scenes work. Like, Colleen does a lot of behind-the-scenes work. Jacob Parr does our artwork.
Rob fixes the website every time it goes down.
Yeah, Rob does the website work. So, really, it's a much bigger team than even you see sometimes that allows these podcasts to come out. So your contributions to
and
the Patreon
I think
network
now,
is what helps
out. Instead of paying him in money, we should just pay him with inhalers. I had to go to the well one more time with that joke. So.
Yeah, it's okay. What do you think the street value on inhalers is if they're $20 over the counter?
Oh, just stop. Just stop.
Hey, inhalers here. I got you inhalers. Inhalers. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you the law?
Whatever.
You're the law. I got some inhalers here. Okay. Hey, hey, hey.
Whatever. Okay. Inhalers. He's on steroids. He's on two different antibiotics. Schmoopsies is.
Yeah, I could roid rage in a second. You gotta be careful.
Schmoopsies is poopsies.
I'm poopsies.
All right. Where can people send feedback to?
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Also, Jack's head's gonna explode if we don't talk about the Amazon link. The Amazon
there you go.
Page. Okay, so if you like to shop on Amazon.
I'm going to search right now and see if I can get an inhaler on Amazon.
I don't. It's prescription only.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that it is. Anyway, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. That'll redirect you to our Amazon page. If you want to purchase that things through that, that also goes to help us out. So. Anyway,
you can get the Magic Fi steam inhaler for healthcare for $25. They also have the nasal inhaler for $19. They have the Vicks personal steam inhaler for $26. So you got a bargain.
Yes, but this is all like if you want to like, I guess, vape or whatever. What's it called? Like
the Vicks inhaler relief for cold sinus nasal congestion.
Actually,
it's only $4.50.
I'm actually looking at this Vicks personal steam inhaler, and I kind of want to buy it for myself.
You can go to Amazon and buy an inhaler. Yeah. There you go.
Also, people at home, see what happens when I tell them we're kind of ahead
and
on
like,
time.
We're free!
And they just want to like meander on about nothing.
I can't do a podcast under an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, it's going to happen right now. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego.
Wait, but we'd like to thank three patrons.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And thank you to three special patrons. Thank you to Molly, Tech, and Eckhart. Woo.
Woohoo. Third take. Got it. Just kidding.
No swear words were accidentally dropped this time.
And with that, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.